Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What is going on? You're listening to episode 315 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, and player two, we got player two and three, the Nintendo Pals. Andros, what? Did I say it right? Is that your real name?
Andros.
Andros, from Star Fox?
From Star Fox.
Your dad must be a huge Star Fox fan.
No, Andros is my Nintendo pal handle.
I got you. Okay. And Mike, I don't remember you as a boss in any game.
Nope. This is just what my parents named me.
Just nope.
After The Rock, actually.
Perfect. Well, there you go.
They decided to add an H, though, so.
I see. Okay. Well, hey, that works. We're going to just jump in. You guys, I'm going to skip all the announcements and everything. We're just going to talk about Nintendo Pals. So, what is it? Give us the elevator pitch on what is Nintendo Pals?
Nintendo Pals is a weekly podcast where Micah and I hang out. We talk about the news, talk about games we're playing, and cover community topics. So it's Micah and I have been Nintendo fans pretty much forever, as long as we can remember. And we've been friends for well over a decade at this point. Yep. So we're just, it's just Nintendo buddies hanging out, chatting it up.
Cool.
Whenever I tell the elevator pitch story, I always talk about how we talked about all this kind of stuff all the time, in game chats with Fortnite, and just playing Mario Kart and stuff online. And we're like, hey, what if we record this? Make it a little more formal. And yeah, so that's what we did.
That's great. I mean, that's how a lot of podcasts start. That's in game chat together. And then, but how were you in game chat with Nintendo? You know, I'm just messing with you.
That's a good question.
You were using We Speak, weren't you? This was way back.
This is We Speak.
Yeah, it goes all the way back to the We Speak days in Animal Crossing. So that's great. I wonder if I still have my We Speak. I wonder where that would even be.
Yeah. I mean, you're one of the 10 that still has that bought one. So yeah.
Well, it came with Animal Crossing, City Folk. So
did it really? Then I had one. I don't remember having one.
Well, you had to buy that version, right? Yeah. That box and everything.
I have it right here.
Oh, wow, that was fast.
I know I just saw that somewhere.
Yeah, that's
why
crazy.
Are we using that to record our podcast? Let's bust that out.
Really?
Yeah.
You should try it. See what happens. Just do one episode at least. All on the.
I bet the quality is incredible.
Oh, top notch. Yeah.
So, Micah, we're going to start with you. Where did love for Nintendo come from? Where did it all start? What was the game that hooked you?
Definitely Smash Bros. I never actually had a Nintendo 64, but I had some family friends, and we would get together for Smash Bros. All the time.
And okay.
They got a little competitive at times.
Yeah. Who's your main?
Which is probably... Oh, gotta go with Yoshi and Ganondorf.
Okay.
Ganondorf is just so powerful. I love it. Just the ability to, if you get a couple good hits right, you can meter smash someone off the edge in three hits. I mean, it's happened twice, but there's always that hope in the back of my mind.
Hey, that's good to have that hope.
He's talking lightly. I've been crushed by him my entire life. Smash Bros.
I love it. So, what was your first Nintendo console?
The GameCube.
Okay. The very first, before any handhelds or anything, the GameCube was...
Oh, I guess that's not true. I did have a couple Game Boy Colors.
Okay.
That we got, I remember the exact Mario game, some deluxe version that had some multiplayer.
Yeah, yeah, Super Mario Bros. Deluxe. Yep.
Super Mario Bros. Deluxe, yeah. So I played that quite a bit with my siblings.
That has some really cool modes in it, like that... You know, I mean, I think you can still get it on the Wii U. I think it's in the shop there. And actually, I think it's on the 3DS eShop as well. And so if you want to go back and revisit it, it's kind of... Do you guys remember not that, like, the Nintendo World Championships where they actually had them playing levels from that game?
No, I wasn't into the Nintendo World Championships.
So this was...
not that good.
This was, I don't think anybody can see them on my wall right now, but I have the posters. It's got Mario Kart 7, Odyssey, and Samus 2, the remake, and they've got the Nintendo World Champion stamp on them. And you had to go to Best Buy and compete in Mario Kart 7 on Bowser's Castle track. But there was a glitch where people were getting up on the wall, and so you could complete the laps really, really fast. So if you didn't have that down, you weren't gonna be able to compete in the championships, unfortunately. But during those championships, they played they had this game that was like, I think it was called Birds and Beans or something like that. I can't remember the exact name. I don't have my 3DS right here, but it's a game you can download for $2. It's a Nintendo made game, and you play as this bird, and as these beans fall, you spit your tongue out and grab them. It should have been a frog or something like that, but it was anyway, you were just this bird. And so they competed in that, and then in Mario Deluxe, they played this mode where if you hit the block, it would turn red, and then that would block the opponent down below, and then they had to hit another one to turn it blue so they could continue, and that's how you would race, and then that's how they competed in the Nintendo World Championships, and that was a game in Super Mario Bros. Deluxe. And the other thing that was cool about that game is you actually had an overworld similar to Super Mario World. That was lacking in every other version of the game. Cool. But where'd it go? You said the GameCube was the first console. What were some of the notable titles for you on there?
Luigi's Mansion and Metroid Prime.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Let's still talk about those on our podcast.
Like contractually, he's required to mention Metroid Prime every episode. So if you're a Metroid fan, hop on over and show Micah some support.
And of course, I can't leave out a Paper Mario 1000-Year Door.
Okay. So out of those three, I've only played Prime. That's it. I've never played the first Luigi's Mansion, and I've never played the Paper Mario game. I've got the furthest in and have a love-hate relationship with is Origami King. Yeah. I even bought a hat for Bobby. I have a Bob-omb on my hat. Like, you know, rest in peace, Bobby. So.
True hero.
Yeah. Yeah. So where'd it go from the GameCube then? Like the Wii, Wii U?
I got a Wii and a Wii U. I got a DS. I never ended up getting a 3DS, though.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But yeah, I've had essentially every Nintendo console, home console. Missed out on the last couple of handheld consoles.
I see. Okay. What are some of the, like, absolute favorite titles just from any of the consoles, period? Like, what are your, you know, like, top five? They don't have to be set in stone top five, but, like, the first ones that come to your mind if you were going to, you know... If you're going to choose, what would you choose?
I mean, the three I just mentioned.
And, yeah, I was gonna say I've got my guesses in my head on what he's gonna.
Of course, pick. Every a Smash Bros. And Zelda game. But yeah, I mean, recently there's been a lot of indie games that are on the top of my list.
Okay, which ones?
Celeste.
Of course, yeah.
I played the crap out of that game. Even managed to get the hidden strawberry for not using the dash on the first level.
Oh, cool.
Which I don't actually recommend trying. It's just absolutely terrible. But it's so hard.
I love it. I love those kind of challenges.
Enter the Gungeon. I think I put like 130 hours into that, which is about my Breath of the Wild time.
That's crazy.
So
That's crazy.
Enter the Gungeon's a blast. Like that one you can do that just because it's roguelike elements.
Yeah, and there's so much variety in the weapons and like items you get. Hmm. They interact and change depending on which ones you have. So each run through is always different.
I see.
Hades.
Oh, so
I'm pretty big into the roguelike.
I was gonna say, it sounds like you're into the roguelike genre. That's cool. Who's your current main in Smash now, in Ultimate?
It's still Yoshi and Ganondorf. Yoshi, since the very beginning, is always one of my favorites. Ganondorf started on the Wii U, and it seems like they just made him even better in this one.
Okay.
And I always have fun with a Jigglypuff.
Oh, of course, just floating out of the way of everybody.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. Very cool. Very cool. Okay. So Andross, you get to hear this question early, but, Micah, what is the one game that everybody is going to judge you for not ever playing or ever completing in the Nintendo library? Andross.
Oh, no, I feel like I've played all the big ones. Well, I guess I should say I have not played like any Fire Emblem games.
Any at all, okay.
Especially big. Well, I never owned one, but I did play... I had a friend that had one of the old ones way back in the day, and I played a little bit of that.
Okay.
But none of the recent ones.
Which is so weird, because you're into like XCOM, and you loved the Mario and Rabbids, and like... You like those strategy games.
Yeah, I don't know why I haven't picked them up recently. I probably would like them if I did.
Yep.
Yeah, more than likely. Cool. All right. Well,
one of the more recent games, Monster Hunter.
Oh, you haven't played that yet?
No, I've tried like three different demos, and for some reason just can't get into it.
Okay, let's talk. Let's have a little sit down. All right.
I know. So we're like kind of not a failure as a Nintendo podcast, but we're kind of like the black sheep right now because neither of us picked up Monster Hunter. We've had guests that have been like super pumped about Monster Hunter.
So here's the thing. Oh, yeah. Monster Hunter doesn't demo well.
Yes.
At all.
They also give you like no tutorial. I never have any idea what I'm doing.
Right. And so... Where Monster Hunter is at its best is when you jump in with a community of people and start figuring it out, right? Like jump into voice chat and just start asking questions. Especially now, you guys are like 3 weeks behind, so you're gonna have a ton of people that are like, "Yeah, let's do this. Let's run through. Oh yeah, I'll show you how to do this. I'll teach you how to do this." The game is very deep, but it can also be played like an arcade game. The demo showcases the game being played like an arcade game for the most part, where you're already leveled up pretty much. You have a gear set and you can just go out and kind of dominate. Kind of. I mean, it's not
good.
Yeah. It's, and so, but what I've found is like, I mean, I've had a handful of people in my community that are like never played Monster Hunter, maybe played a little bit of World, and they're totally hooked. They're totally hooked. And I've been playing it since 3. I had it on the PSP, but that's where I was like, I have no idea what's happening here. Like, the monster on the cover of this game looks really cool. Like, it was one of those moments where I was like, the cover of this game looks cool. This is how I'm going to, you know, this, I guess I'll pick this one up. I couldn't get into it. 3 is where I really got into it, and I can't recommend it enough. Like, if you enjoy boss fights in games and you enjoy playing with other people, Monster Hunter it's in my must own Switch titles for sure. Like it is a must own Switch game. And what happens as it starts to click, all of a sudden it will become one of your must own like Switch games also. I have not seen anybody yet that I recommended Monster Hunter to say they didn't like it, they couldn't get into it. Once they took the time, they've been completely hooked. So there you go. There's the pitch for Monster Hunter. Like
Monster Hunter Missionary.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So if you are a Switch owner and you don't have Switch, you're doing and you don't have Monster Hunter, you're doing it wrong. That's all I'm going to say. So I highly, highly recommend checking it out, though. Like, I don't think you'll be disappointed, but you just have to invest some time. Like, once you put a little bit of time in, I mean, the first weekend I had like 25 hours played.
Dang.
Yeah. And I was just like, I'm still super hooked on it. Like, it's just the only reason I'm not playing it as much as I'd like to is just because I'm trying to cover other things. And so it, but especially right now in the little bit of the Switch drought that we have, it's added some cooling rain to the drought. That's been very nice. So Andros,
our drought is only going to last 10 more days.
Then what's in 10 days? Miitopia?
Pokemon Snap.
Is that sarcasm or are you being honest?
That's 100% serious. I'm stoked.
Okay.
And this is wait.
This is perfect.
What are you trying to say?
You are N64 Josh. You cannot tell me you are not going to be picking up and loving Pokemon Snap.
Okay. So I love that Pokemon scratches that nostalgia itch for people the way that Mario games do for me. Right, because I'm 40, so playing, like, I was like 17, 8, like, or 15 when Pokemon came out. I didn't play through the first Pokemon game until I was 20. I played through Yellow. That was my first JRPG that I played through. And so, and the chat is like, don't talk down to Miitopia. I mean, look, not every game is going to be for everybody, right? And that's okay. But I just basically was like, you know, please, you know, accept our Lord and Savior Monster Hunter. I want you to sell me on Pokemon Snap, because right now I'm like, this is not even a walking simulator. It's like, I'm gonna sit in Jurassic Park and not be able to get out and throw a Pokeball and just take pictures. Why is this interesting? I own the first game, but I'd never played it. I got it in a collection a few years ago, and so it's in my collection, but I've never played it. So,
well, there's your problem.
I don't
never played it.
Okay, all right. So you guys. Before we get into Andros' history with Nintendo, you guys sell me on Pokemon Snap, because I'm not alone. I have a lot of people that I've chatted with on Twitter that I know listen to this podcast that are probably more in my demographic who don't have the nostalgia for that series. And everybody I talk to is like, oh, Pokemon Snap was my childhood. I can't wait to play this again. So I totally right. understand that sentiment, but I don't have it, and I'm like, I don't know that I want to spend $50. I mean, who am I kidding? I've spent money on plenty of games I haven't played, so it's not anything new. But that's kind of where I'm at with it, you know.
Mike, I'll let you take the lead on this one, because I know you're super pumped for Pokemon Snap. I am also like equally pumped. I'm this is one I'm picking up day one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know why I love Pokemon Snap so much, to be honest. It's like, it's just one of the first Nintendo games I've played. I've just, some of my clearest early Nintendo memories are Pokemon Snap. I even got it on the Virtual Console on the Wii, I think it was, and I still really enjoyed it. Just wish it was a little longer. I like that they have hidden things in each level. So you're like trying to figure out what you're supposed to do to cause certain reactions to get the best picture or to unlock new levels. Yeah, I don't know.
It's almost more of a puzzle solving game than a like picture taking sim. But is this like a
Where's Waldo kind of thing, or like, I don't know if you guys remember Highlights. Remember that magazine when we were kids? Like, they still have them in like doctor's offices, I think, where like you look at the cover and you got to find all the different, like,
it's more like you see like the very first level. If you can throw food in a path for Pikachu to follow, he will jump onto a surfboard and pose for you on there. But he's nowhere near that. If you don't experiment and figure that out, he won't ever do that for you.
So that's the game aspect of it. That's the game aspect. You're trying to lure the Pokemon, or as one part of it would be try to lure them to an area so that you can get a specific shot.
Yes. And then you have different like items you can use to make them do different kinds of poses. In this new one, it looks like there's I've already forgotten what it's called, but it's like a little glowing orb you throw at them and it like it makes them glow for
Luma
for,
something.
Yeah, Luma orb, something like that.
Okay.
They glow for like a special pose. And with this new game, there's gonna be leveling up, so different Pokemon will appear depending on your level. So you might be able to get like I really enjoyed figuring out how to get the most points in your picture. And there are like different things that give you more points. If you can get multiple Pokemon in the picture, if you can get them exactly centered in frame, which isn't easy because they're moving. So you have to like, it's almost a shooter.
First shooter training.
Yeah. It's like, it's like a shooter because, you know, like those arcades you go to, and you're just sitting there and you're pointing at the screen with the gun and it's all auto.
House of the Dead 2, the remake, yeah. Or House of the Dead is getting a remake on the Switch, right? Like that's
yeah. Just like
a non-violent
rail shooter. So that's essentially what this game is. You're on rails.
Like a rail shooter, but that has like a puzzle element to it. Because I don't remember any of those having like a puzzle element where Micah was talking about like, oh, if you can get Pikachu over to this certain spot and you throw this orb at him, he'll electrocute a box, which will cause a projector to shine a thing on the screen over here. And if you get a picture of that and bring it to Professor Oak to look at your picture, he unlocks a level for you to go check out.
Oh, okay.
Or you get a Pokemon like a Voltorb to use the explode ability and it opens up a new path. And this game, this new one, looks like it's going to take that and just like up the ante. Instead of like one new level, it's like this level will have multiple paths that you can try and navigate so that you can see Pokemon from different sides. And maybe things look a little different on this path versus this path. And as you level up, more paths are available. And there's like different like they are putting in day, night, evening cycles. So pictures are different. Pokemon appear different. It looks like they took the original formula and are just kind of pumping it with steroids. it's gonna be this and more. I am also looking forward to, Micah, what's the name of that game? It's like the Beast of...
Oh, Something Island?
Something Island. It was in the Indie Direct, like Sizzle Reel, which looked like Pokemon Snap, but like you're a person running around, so it's more open world.
Got it.
That's kind of where I was hoping Pokemon Snap would go, but I'm okay with it being more of the on rails, especially with the branching paths. So I don't know if that sells it. I know that for me, it's like
pretty nostalgic. The more we talk about it, the more hyped I've gotten. So
it's pretty nostalgia fueled for me. Like I can definitely admit that.
Yeah, and there's nothing. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there's zero wrong with that. I mean, I'm wearing a Metroid shirt right now, right? Like, this is one of my, this is in my top 10 games of all time, you know? Like, I totally get it. But what I didn't get was Pokemon Snap, because I'm like, how is this not boring after 2 hours of sitting in the thing, driving around, and taking pictures? But now that you're telling me, like, no, there's going to be ways to lure them, or... is there a chance to take pictures of shinies?
Oh, they didn't have that in the first. I don't think they had shinies back on. Yeah. Well, they did, but they didn't have them in Pokemon Snap for sure.
That'd be really cool. I hope so.
Yeah, they're going to have these like special luminescent ones that are big, glowy versions of the Pokemon. I don't know what that means. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is, there's like a lot of things that, I mean, 100%, this looks better than Sword and Shield. Sorry to Sword and Shield fans, but like graphically, it's like a lot more impressive looking because they can do that because it's all on rails, right? Like it better look good.
Yeah.
And for for this game, like, they're going to have full voice acting for the characters, which they didn't do for the latest Pokemon game on Switch, which is wild. So I think that it's a good step in the direction for Pokemon overall. Hopefully it means more sequels like this.
Well, now we just need a new Hey You Pikachu.
That's when I have no idea even what that is. I remember the name.
Hey,
I remember the name.
Pikachu used to, you played on the N64 with a microphone.
That's right. That's
it
right.
Was straight garbage to the microphone.
It was so bad.
Pikachu didn't listen at all.
It's the same one they used for We Speak a couple years later.
Yeah, probably.
Same mic.
Yeah, nice. Right back around. I love it. So, okay. So, I mean, at least I feel like I have a little more info on what this game is and why it is appealing and not just a, like, strictly a nostalgia thing. Like, there is going to be some, like, it's gamified, right? And I literally was like, why am I going on this Pokemon tour? Like, this doesn't sound all that fun. You know what I mean? Like, and hopefully, since they have
Pokemon
all
shirt.
The Pokemon shirt, there it is. Hopefully, since they have all these, like, I would say gorgeous assets for the Pokemon now, like, make the next mainline Pokemon game look as good as Snap does, because I mean,
seriously,
it needs to happen.
Yeah. I think another thing to keep in mind for this game is that, you know, when the original came out, there was kind of this hype around getting to, like, you'd go to, like, Blockbuster and print your photos out. Like, you could put your cartridge in and print your Pokemon photos. But we're now living in, like, social media age, and it's got a built-in, like, social media app. I think in communities like the N64, Josh Discord, and I know, like, Nintendo pals, we're going to be, like, all in on this, sharing scores and different pictures. I think there's going to be a lot of fun, maybe some competitiveness to sharing, like, look at this score I got for this sweet picture of Charizard or whatever. I think that the new, like, the new online culture of playing games is going to be big for this.
And it would be, I mean, it would be nice if it just added leaderboards, you know?
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure that's what they're trying to do with the social media thing that's, like, built in. Like, you'll be able to share it in there. I don't know. I don't know too many details on it.
Yeah. Well, we'll have
Nintendo, if you're looking for, you know, early access folks, we're hype. We're here.
We are here. I love it. So, okay. Well, I mean, I feel a little different about it. I mean, I do like Pokemon some. I mean, I've got my Pokeball right here, the little controller from Let's Go, you know. So,
it's Monster Hunter. You're just hunting
with a camera.
Pictures.
With a camera. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the camera class. I get it. Okay. Camera.
I feel like
camera
it's
class.
A one-to-one transition between Monster Hunter and Pokemon Snap. I don't know why we didn't get Monster Hunter.
Well,
now that I think about it, like,
there's
that.
A little less of carving the Pokemon and wearing their mom as a piece of armor. You know, unless you're Cubone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was my very first shiny ever. I was like, why is this little dinosaur with the skull on his head green? And my chat was freaking out. They were like, it's a shiny. I'm like, what's a shiny? Like, I had no idea. No idea. So, you know, good times. Good times. Andros, let's talk about your history here. Where did it start with you and Nintendo?
So I was born into a Nintendo family. I started on the Super Nintendo. I believe my parents had the original Nintendo, but I don't have too many memories of that one. I was too young for that. But started on Super Nintendo, played Super Nintendo forever. And we then got our next console was the N64, and I got that when the GameCube came out.
Okay, all right.
So at that point, my folks kind of fell off of gaming, you know, having kids. They just stopped. I've had kids. I haven't stopped. So I don't know what happened to me, but
dude, I walked downstairs today. My daughter, who has a Switch Lite, playing Nintendogs on her. She's like, I cleaned my room and found my 3DS. And she was playing Nintendogs. And her older sister has recently been playing Tamagotchi Life. That's been her jam right now. Like,
that is awesome.
They both have Switches, but they're back on there. So, yeah, like, the gaming never stopped for us either, but continue.
That's hilarious. Yeah. So, I got my N64 for $12.
Love it.
From Game Crazy or GameStop.
Yeah.
Used when the GameCube came out.
What a deal.
This is, yeah, I know. Could never find that now. And loved the N64. Played tons of games on the N64. Because of how this all worked out, I skipped the GameCube. And then my family, we got the Wii. We got the Wii U. And Switch, and then I've always been on handhelds. So I think I started on Game Boy Color, same as Micah, but I had the Game Boy Advance. I had the Game Boy Advance SP, DS Lite, DSi.
How about the Micro? How about the Micro?
I did not pick up the Micro. That is a regret I have. I think it's a cool little system, man.
Totally uncomfortable to play, but great to throw in the pocket. It'll just get all scratched up, though, so be careful.
Yeah, they needed to make the SP the Micro, you know? Like a little tiny, like,
cover.
Yeah. Like a crouton.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, I love
it. So, yeah, that's my history with Nintendo. I've been playing Nintendo for, like, as long as I can remember. I've never owned any other console besides a Nintendo console. So I've never bought an Xbox, never bought a PlayStation. Really? I have played them from, like, friends' houses and stuff. Yeah. But
wow.
Nah, man. Nintendo has filled my gaming capacity. Well, I have no need for anything else. I do now have a gaming PC. I built that last year. So, and you know, like, anything.
Did you feel like a traitor when you turned it on and played something non-Nintendo for the first time?
I don't use it. I think all I have played on there so far, we played some Baldur's Gate 3.
Mm-hmm. Is that on Switch too?
We kind of fell off. No, it's not.
I only play games on my PC that are on the Switch.
That would be me. And then we also played Valheim, which I'm really hoping comes to Switch. Because I think it would fit perfect on there. So, yeah, that's all I've used my PC for, other than podcasting and video making and stuff.
Gotcha.
So I built this nice gaming PC and haven't really utilized it. I still play everything on the Switch. Even games I could play on my PC, like Rocket League, I prefer to play it on the Switch. I'm crazy.
I was that way until I got the Xbox Series X, and now my Switch actually collects a little bit of dust other than Monster Hunter. So I can't, but I was a big Xbox guy.
Josh becoming XPS.
I think it's just going to be Call Me Josh. I think that's just going to be possibly my new handle. Cause yeah, but I mean, I get it. I've loved the Switch all along, like, all along. And people would tell me, you're crazy. Why play Doom on the Switch or whatever? I even had it on my Xbox, but I just liked being on a Nintendo console. Like, that was really kind of it. Like, I obviously, the graphics were subpar compared to what the Xbox One was doing. And, but once you step away a little bit from the Switch, all of a sudden you start to go, okay, all right. But I mean, Monster Hunter knocked my socks off with the graphics on the Switch. Pokemon Snap, it does look gorgeous, right? And Nintendo made games, Mario Kart, Mario Plus Rabbids, a lot, like, all those games, Breath of the Wild, like Odyssey, they all look incredible on the Switch. And, you know, you can't beat it. But
I feel like this has turned into an intervention to bring you back to the fold.
Console war, Josh. That's what chat's saying right now.
Yeah, we're missionaries from the. We're here representing Miyamoto.
It's my car. My warranty on my car. Extended warranty on my car. Is that on my Mario Kart?
On your Mario Kart. Yeah.
No, but I mean, like I said, I totally get it. And I love it that, you know, that's where the passion's at. And that's like, keep that passion alive. Right. It's when that
Nintendo only.
Yeah. I mean, and it's that, but you got to go, what makes you the happiest, right? Like that's what you gotta do.
Oh, yeah.
Go where your passions are and you know, where the heart leads. Right. So that's, I've been having a great time. The only systems I've never really got into all that much are the PlayStation. I don't have anything against them. I tweeted this morning, like, I don't understand, or maybe it was last night, like, I don't understand, like, getting more into the Xbox side of Twitter and the PlayStation side of Twitter versus the Nintendo side. The amount of, like, hey, it's like, I'm, like, back on the playground in, like, second grade, the way it's, like, Sega versus Nintendo, you know? Like, what is going on here? Why are these people so, like... I just don't get it. Like, they're so upset that somebody else prefers something over what they prefer. And I just, that mentality blows my mind. Cause I'm like, how do you expect these conversations to go? Like, the PlayStation sucks. You're right.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's crazy. So, but
yeah, each console has their own advantages and,
They really do. Andros has more advantages. I like it.
We talked.
I mean, obviously, you know, you've talked about Pokemon being a big nostalgia pull for you. What are some of the like mainline series that you've always been into and you get really excited about?
So I have always loved Mario. Everything Mario. You put Mario in it, I will buy it. Basically, I'm also a huge Zelda fan. Played every Zelda. So, like I said, I've missed out on some of the GameCube era stuff. So I missed out on Wind Waker. I'm really hoping for an HD re-release on Switch, so I can hit that one. But other than that, I played every Zelda. I have played every Mario. I am currently in like on a mission to beat. Roll credits on every Mario.
Okay, so what are the Mario games that we're going to judge you on for not completing yet? Go ahead.
The only one left... Well, so I don't know if Super Mario Land counts on the Game Boy. If you're a handheld guy,
which you've stated...
Yeah.
I feel judgment. I feel judgment for you. Right,
I haven't
now.
Rolled credits on that. I don't currently have a copy of that. So then, other than that, the only one I haven't rolled credits on is Sunshine,
which I judge him for
because it's on the GameCube. I just got it. I have it in the 3D All Stars collection. And guys, it's hard.
What's the best games you've ever played?
It is hard to get through. I mean, I like it, but I'm having a hard time sticking with it to the end.
I've never
had that for a Mario game before, man. I've Galaxy. I like crushed that 100% it as Mario, 100% it again as Luigi. Yeah, I did that. But Sunshine, I'm going to be doing bare minimum to get through that one. I don't know what it is. The controls. I feel like I'm playing a sponge that sometimes trips on pebbles and just stops, you know?
I got you. I think it's the only Mario game I haven't completed either. And it wasn't because I was doing 100% run when the game first came out, and there was one shine sprite that I couldn't get to. And I eventually was like, okay, I'm done. And I went back and started playing Tony Hawk or Time Splitters or whatever was out at the time, and just never went back to it. And now that save file is actually corrupted, unfortunately, but I love Sunshine. I don't mind the controls. I've been, you guys will appreciate this as, especially as a Mario fan. This is my Smash controller.
Oh, yeah. This is
from the Japanese, Club Nintendo back in the GameCube days. And so, playing Sunshine with this thing just felt like home. Right, it felt like going back and playing it like I did back in the day. But the last 24-hour stream I did, we beat 64, and the next 24-hour stream, is gonna be Sunshine.
Nice.
It's going on the
list. Yeah, I like just rolled credits for the first time ever on Super Mario Bros. 3. Like, I had never played beyond the first world of that game. And holy cow, it was like getting slapped with the 2x4. That game's so good.
Yeah.
It is so good. It is so good. Still, it holds up. Like, yeah. So I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Mario. Let's see, what are the games, like, big series I like? A lot of just Nintendo everything. I've played, like, one-offs of lots of the different series. And let's see, I guess lately I have also been playing a lot of indies, like Micah was mentioning. Also played a lot of Fortnite over the last little while.
Yeah. Same. I've been doing the Battle Pass for like three seasons now, the last three seasons. So
nice. Yeah. This season right now is pretty fun. I haven't played as much as I felt like I played more in old Chapter 1 Fortnite.
Mm.
But now, yeah, I'm digging it still. That one keeps me coming back. I like the constant updates.
Always changing.
Yeah, and that's what keeps me coming back. Oh, I wonder what's going to be different with the map this season.
Yeah, this season, for some reason, it's not pulling me in as much as... And I don't know if it's Fortnite or if it's that. I ended up buying a battle pass for Warzone or Apex. Call of Duty Mobile. I'm like, I got all these battle passes. What am I?
I know your time split.
What am I gonna do? How am I gonna deal with this? You know, so I think it's definitely split. But what's crazy is Fortnite's become like my wife and I. That's what we play. We play, like, she gets the battle pass too. And actually, the last time we played, it was with my son, his girlfriend, my wife and I, and. We didn't lose one time, but he's borderline, like, he's on the cusp of like going pro in that game. And so we got to a point where the three of us died and it was just him. And there was at least two, I think it was three teams with a total of six people. They didn't touch him. Like, he would build, edit, build, kill, build, edit, build, like build circles around everybody. And then Victory Royale, and we were just like, what? Like, what just happened? Like,
wow.
That's always the worst, coming up against someone who starts editing a bunch in battles. That's when I know I'm just completely outclassed.
Yeah, he, like, and at one point he's like, hey, do you guys want me to really turn it on with these next two guys? And we're like, sure. And they were dead in like a second. I was just like, what? It's cool to watch. It's a lot of fun to watch. So but I don't build anything. I'm just like, I'll just shoot down what they build and then they can drop, you know. That's usually, I'll just sit down at the bottom and eat popcorn while they're building all around me, you know, and then just take out the base or whatever.
So. Yeah, I'm a minimalist builder, I'd say. I do have to shout out one more series that I love.
Okay.
And that's the Mii series of games. I loved all of the Wii Sports, Wii Play, Wii Party.
Okay.
And I'm pretty excited for Miitopia. I did not pick it up on the 3DS, so I might be picking this one up. Although I'm a little hesitant on a full price port of a 3DS game that was 40 new when it was first out. So but I might have to do it just to honor my fandom as a Mii fan.
No, I get it. I think I have that one, but I think it's one of those ones I was like, as the 3DS started to wind down, I was trying to just grab games to have in my collection. And I think that was one of them, but I don't even think I've taken the seal off of it. But yeah, it's chat asking like, Miitopia and RPG with your Mii. Yeah. And I mean, the Street Pass and stuff was great. I used to do the
love Street Pass, man. I want that to come back. That's what I want on Switch, man.
Yes, it's so good.
I don't know. You don't fit the Switch in your pocket, really, but I'd still love like some sort of Street Pass thing.
The best thing was going to E3 or PAX and Street Passing like thousands of people. Like, you could just sit and clear your Street Pass and it would be full again. You could just clear it and it would be full again. And it was like, you know, so many puzzle pieces or whatever. Remember that was the thing that you could,
you could do. Yes, like, I love that. You collect the little warriors for that, find me. Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
So good.
I love that stuff. So cool. Well, hey, let's put a bow on this thing. Micah, where can we find you?
Pretty much just at the Nintendo Pals stuff. I don't really have my own Twitter or Instagram or anything.
We share the you can plug the Nintendo Pals stuff.
I generally just let Andrew handle all that stuff. I always forget the exact details.
So we're at Nintendo Pals Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and then at Nintendo Pals on Twitter, and then you can find us in like every podcast feed. We also have a YouTube channel.
Cool.
We're pretty much everywhere you can be.
I love it. That's great. Guys, you can find me everywhere at N64Josh. I just launched a brand new podcast called Xbox Now Podcast. It's available on Anchor and Spotify at the moment. It'll be available everywhere else very, very soon. First episode recorded yesterday. And so if you're into Xbox stuff, I recorded the second episode of the Warzone show today. And over on YouTube, the Bendu podcast, which is a Star Wars podcast, is recording on Friday night on Mulehorn Gaming's YouTube channel. So that's just to name a few. Press Pause is still going. All right. So if you want another podcast that has the old co-host from NPC, make sure to go check out Press Pause wherever you listen to shows. And again, thank you guys for being here. I appreciate it. This was a great conversation. And
it's a blast to be on.
Thanks for having us.
For selling me on Pokemon Snap. I appreciate it. And we'll see everybody in the next episode. Bye now.